Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
You, Jesus.
I worship you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Can you say that into my church? I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus, because you are my everything. I worship you, Jesus. Say it to him tonight. I worship you, Jesus. Think of his goodness to you. I worship you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Tell him I honor you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. Yes, I do. I honor you, Jesus. Oh, yes. I honor you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Somebody stretch out your hand and honor. I honor you, Jesus. Honor him tonight. I honor you, Jesus. Oh, yes. I honor you, Jesus, because you are my everything. I'll say this. I'm in love with you, Jesus. I'm in love with you, Jesus. Is that anybody's testimony? I'm in love with you, Jesus. I'm in love with you, Jesus, because you are my everything. I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love with you, Jesus. I will. I'm in love with you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in love with you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Now say this to him. I'll dance for you, Jesus. I'll dance for you, Jesus. Tell him I'll dance for you, Jesus. I'll dance for you, Jesus. If you tell me to, I'll dance for you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Now make it personal, pull him in close. I'll dance with you, Jesus. I'll dance with you, Jesus. Yes, I will, yes, I will. I'll dance with you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I will. I'll dance with you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Can you say it? I worship you, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus, every day, every day. I worship you, Jesus, with all my heart, no matter what it takes. I worship you, Jesus, because you are my everything. Just one more time, I worship you, Jesus. Yes, I will. I worship you, Jesus. That's it, let him hear you sing to him. I worship you, Jesus, because you are. One more time before we quit. I'm in love with you, Jesus. I'm in love with you, Jesus. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in love with you, Jesus. I'm in love with you, because you are, because you are my everything. I'm in love with you, Jesus. I'm in love with you, Jesus. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in love with you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I am. I'm in love with you, Jesus, because you are my everything. sweet is the Lord tonight. His presence is glory. Praise your name, Jesus. Sound of your worship tonight. We invite your spirit into this house. Glory. Your presence is glory. Abba, Father, we bless you. Lord Jesus, we give praise to you. God, we magnify you tonight. Turn around, tell 2-3 people, I surrender. I surrender to him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take it to the new year. Anything that you want to leave behind, tell somebody, I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight. It says this. Holy Spirit, take control. You take my hands, here are my feet. Lord, you can take control of me.
Give it up, all of it.
Praise your name, Jesus. It's honor you and worship you tonight. We invite your spirit into this house. Your glory. Your presence, O Lord. Abba, Father, we bless you. Lord Jesus, we give praise to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. Somebody lift your hands and make him feel welcome. This house. It's not about us tonight. It's all about him, his wisdom, his grace, and his mercy. The rising of the sun, to the going down of the sun, your name is to be praised.
Take over this place, take over this place, sweet spirit, take over this place, take over this sweet spirit,
sweet spirit,
sweet spirit, take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this.
Take over this place,
take over this place,
sweet spirit,
sweet spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
sweet spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place.
Spirit.
Sweet spirit,
sweet spirit,
sweet spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place.
Mighty spirit,
mighty spirit,
mighty spirit,
mighty spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place.
Mighty
spirit,
mighty spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
healing Spirit,
healing Spirit,
healing Spirit,
healing Spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
healing Spirit,
healing Spirit,
healing Spirit.
You can take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place.
Can you help us say that?
Take over this place,
take over this place,
take over my heart,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over
my mind.
Take over this place.
Take over my spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over my home.
Take over my life.
Take over my heart.
Take over my mind.
You can take over this place.
Oh, come on, let's celebrate it. Isn't he an awesome God? 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 Isn't he an awesome God?
Thank you.
for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm going to sing of the goodness of the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Jesus. Your name, O God, is worthy of praises and glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How great is our God. We bless your name. We praise you. From the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls, we say, thank you, Jesus. Father God, if I had trillions and millions and trillions and quadrillions of songs, it is not enough to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've been to us. Thank you, Lord, for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you for every day, every minute, every second of our lives. Thing we give thanks for, it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So we say thank you, Lord, not out of lip service, but from our hearts. We are grateful to you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of all that we have done that are not pleasing to you in thoughts, in words, and in deeds, O God. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful unto each and every one of us this morning. Have mercy upon our siblings in the name of Jesus. Lord, mercy, mercy, your mercies on you every morning. Our nieces and our nephews, O God, have mercy, my Lord. Mercy, O God, for us, O God. Mercy for our household, O God. Reinstall your mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy for our children in the name of Jesus. O God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Oh, Lord, we pray for mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. We repent of all that we've done that is not pleasing to you, O God. We pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for those that are connected to us. Mercy for our household in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we took this service in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to this service. We apply the blood of Jesus to the airways, the cyberspace, the network. In this radio service, we apply the blood of Jesus to our lives. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Oh God, the blood, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to us, ourselves, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our bodies, our souls, our spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to every cell in our bodies, every tissue in our bodies, every organ, every system in our bodies. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our environment. We apply the blood of Jesus to our dwelling places. We apply the blood of Jesus to our workplaces. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus. We took our children in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children, our grandchildren. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of of Jesus, our spouses, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we apply the blood to the work of our hands, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to all of our possessions. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus to our influencers. In the name of Jesus, the blood, let the blood open doors of opportunities for us. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to our finances. We apply the blood of Jesus to our neighborhoods. In the name of Jesus, our dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to our children's dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to our children's spirits, souls, and bodies. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. We apply the blood of Jesus for this day, oh God. The blood, God of my son, Teddy Echo. Everything that the enemy has issued against us, the blood of Jesus, wipe it off. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oria my son, Teddy Echo. The blood of Jesus. In our homes, against incident and accidents, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus to our lives, the blood of Jesus to our destinies, the blood of Jesus to our finances, the blood of Jesus to the works of our hands, the blood of Jesus to doors of opportunities, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak up for us. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Huria masandere akoria sandere. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we put the armor on ourselves, on our children. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, in the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of us this morning, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray this morning for you to release the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, release the anointing upon our lives. Oh, God, the fresh anointing for this day, the fresh anointing for this minute, the fresh anointing for this second, the fresh anointing for this hour. In the name of Jesus, to take us through, empower us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we are dependent upon you. Lead us, guide us into all truth, Holy Ghost. We are reliable completely and totally on you. We have no power of our own. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Lead us and guide us. Show us the path to take and the path not to take. In the name of Jesus, oh, Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Holy Spirit. We praise you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oria masandere yako. Father, this morning, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us, to protect us in the name of Jesus and do your biddings in our lives. Let your holy angels lead us. Let your holy angels guide us. Let your holy angels protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. War on our behalf. Let your holy angels war on our behalf. Uriya Masandere, Uriya Sandereko, Yekere Masatere Yakoromase, oh Lord, Yakara Masatere Yako, open our eyes, oh God, our spiritual eyes, let our spiritual senses be intact to hear what thus says the Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give us hearts of obedience. Give us hearts of obedience to do what you've asked us to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us faith when you tell us to step out. We look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, realizing that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God when we believe. So, Lord, we walk by faith, and we do not walk by sight. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus, your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Gloria masanderiako, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness, hallelujah. My soul says yes. Hallelujah. My soul says yes, 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 yes. When I think about your goodness, oh God, hallelujah, and all that you've done for me, when I think about your goodness, well, all that you're even doing right now for me, for my children, for my family, for my spouse, when I think of your goodness, what you're doing for those that are right here, right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, all I can say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, if you knew what the Lord was doing for you right now, wherever you are, you will begin to just say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Promise and every blessing that you've released, oh God, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning. Again, to those of you that's just joining, I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Please turn your Bibles with me. I have a word from the Lord with Psalm 23, and we can say it together, but I want you to see God is going to do some great things. He's doing it. It's just for us to realize it, and even if you do not feel it, because you're walking by faith and not by sight. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy for me in the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this morning the Lord is taking me to look at someone in the Bible that he led. And even though this is the Psalm of David, but we're going to look at Genesis 26. And we're going to see how the shepherd works as an example. This is Isaac, and the Lord is leading Isaac. The Lord is Isaac, shepherd, one of the patriarchs, Abraham's son Isaac. Now I want you to look at Genesis chapter 6. Hallelujah. And there was famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Now we're looking at the Lord leading Isaac. Hallelujah. The Lord is Isaac's shepherd. So verse 3 says, he sojourned in the land. God said, sojourn in this land. You know, when he leads you, when he said, and I will be with thee and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham, thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed and all these countries, and in thy seed all the nations of the earth be blessed. So the Lord is Isaac's shepherd. Isaac listened to the Lord. And the Lord is one, when he's your shepherd, you have come into a relationship with him. You have received him. Hallelujah. When we look at it in the terms of salvation, you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. In the name of Jesus, when you receive him and accept him and confess him with your mouth and in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, and you say that prayer, hallelujah, the prayer of salvation. What is happening? You are entering into a covenant relationship with God. Hallelujah. And so when you enter into the covenant relationship with God, he is obligated toward you to fulfill his side of the covenant. All you got to do is to obey as he led Isaac. He led Isaac. Hallelujah. He's telling Isaac, do not go to Egypt. Stay here. And the Lord remind you, God is a great God. He's a covenant-keeping God. Just what I promised that I'm going to do, I will do. Allah, hallelujah. That's what it says. God of Abraham, God of Isaac. Hallelujah. So we pray, and God has we know that God has a covenant relationship. God is the God of, that is Isaac God. So Isaac said, he dwelt in the land of Gerar. The verse 5 says, because that Abraham, your father, obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. I'm going to do this thing because I'm in a covenant relationship with your father. And Isaac is also in a covenant relationship with God. So God brings all these things and says, stay here. God reassures, just what I promised your father, I'm going to do it. All you got to do is obey. Let me say what the Lord is speaking to me this morning before I even go any further. He leads me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means you will not have no lack. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. So he's leading Isaac in the paths of righteousness His means it, and sometimes his path of righteousness is into the land of sinning. But how can God tell me to go in the land of sinning? Yes, he is leading you. The problem is you are walking by sight and you are not walking by faith. And the reason you have not received your blessing, because you got your everything out of being, you got to see it before you believe it. You know, you're not taking that step of faith. Hallelujah. You do not trust God enough. I don't know who the Lord is speaking to. You don't trust him. You want to have every doubt until you want to see everything. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God when God said, come on, go. But it cannot be God. You say to yourself, that's not God. It's a trap for the enemy. So it's not God. I'm not going yet. Have you prayed? Have you even gone into prayer asking God, God, is this you? Or have you just decided because they said that you see that it's not good, so you're not going to go there? Hallelujah. You see, you cannot have faith. And if you don't have faith, you will not please God. Faith comes with wisdom in Christ, godly wisdom. Godly wisdom is you simply trust in the Lord. Godly wisdom is you inquire of the Lord. Godly, I'm not saying you just jump anywhere and go. You have faith. That's why they say, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads you. Do you know the voice of the shepherd anyway? So if you don't know the voice of the shepherd, you might follow another shepherd. Think it's the Lord. It's not his Lord. It's somebody else. And you follow God. You don't know the voice. You don't know the fragrance of the Lord. You don't know the lilies of the Lord. So you follow. You get in trouble. And then you say, I thought it was God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. You see, when God never gave you the whole picture of stuff. He gave you bits and pieces, but you have to trust, to believe. He leads you in the paths of righteousness. I keep telling you, the path of righteousness might not be a pretty path. And it's the narrow way. The path of righteousness has rocks. The path of righteousness, guess what? It's in a desert. The path of righteousness has scorpions and snakes and deadly poisons. In the path of righteousness, but what are you doing? He leads you. Do you think those snakes and serpents will touch you? Do you think the desert storm will come and destroy you with the sand in the desert? Do you think there is not an oasis in the desert where you can drink from? Do you think that in the desert he will not supply your needs? Do you think there's not fruit in the desert? Hallelujah, streams in the desert. Who are you? Who's leading you? The Lord. The Lord. And so we don't have enough faith. Well, if God said he will, I'm not too sure whether he will heal me. I've been suffering from this thing for years. Where is he agree? What do you mean if God agrees? Healing is a covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And at the end of it all, he gets the glory. He gets the glory for his name's sake. There was, in the Bible, there was a man that was born blind, and the disciples asked, why? Is it because of the sin of his parents? Jesus said, no. For my name to be glorified. So the paths of righteousness, if this story, we would not have an understanding. All these stories in the Bible is telling of things that others went through because they had faith. God is a covenant-keeping God. And Isaac dwelled in that place, in Gerar, trees, right? You take all your animals, his wife, his family, and they draw in a desert place. Man, Egypt looks so good because it's flourishing. There's no famine at that time in Egypt, but why would God want Isaac to stay in Gerar? Eddie, why? Isaac was, so you want to go to, Isaac said, no, I'm not going to stay. I want to stay in, I want to go to Egypt. God said, just follow me. Follow me. It looked like land is famine, but follow me. Genesis 26, when you have time, so then take time and read it. Hallelujah. The Genesis 26 is one of the best. I love the story. And the Lord told me to look at it and look at the comparison, look at Psalm 23 and look at Genesis 36. Hallelujah. Even in that land where Isaac decided to follow, when he followed after God. Hallelujah. He was even afraid in the land because his wife Rebecca was so beautiful, he pretended that she was his sister. And then Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, he looked out of the window according to verse 8, and he, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebecca, his wife. And then Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, assuredly, she is thy wife. And how saidest thou, she is my sister? He had lied and said, because he was afraid. Hallelujah. Am I saying it's good to lie? No. It's not. Do not lie. And Isaac did this, and it was wrong. And what he was afraid of, you see, sometimes you think God don't know you have a beautiful wife and all that. You don't even have to lie. But then when the king saw that, the Philistine king, Abimelech, and then he, look, and what did he do? After he fought her, it was Isaac's wife, Rebecca. He told the people, nobody should touch. He protects you in the path of righteousness. So Isaac was protected. His wife was protected. No man was allowed to touch his wife. That's why when you do something wrong, you repent, and he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. God promises a yes and amen. God allowed that king to look through his window to know that it was Isaac's wife. God will make the crooked places straight. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So you look at them, and the shepherd protects Isaac and his wife in there. In fact, Abimelech has given a said, if anyone touch Isaac's wife, will be put to death. You see that protection in the paths of righteousness. Hallelujah. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessing. And first of all, you're in a land of famine. Now, what does it mean that you sowed in the land during those days? He planted his crops in the land. That dust land that's not fertile. Isaac planted. He sowed, that's what it means. He planted crops. No rain. That's faithful. No rain. But he planted his crops, his seeds in the land. All that glitters, it's not for someone. Sometimes people would come, and I would stop with this. When the stocks were selling for Amazon many years ago, a lot of people did not want to buy those stocks because I don't see anything about these stocks. So a lot of people refused to invest in Amazon because they wanted to walk by sight and not by faith. Whereas those who walk by faith and not by sight, they who had that instinct and followed it and decided to, even though it looked dreary, that's what happened. These people are enjoying now. They're reaping from the seed that they sow. That's why, I'm not doing that. I'm not. We always got to say what we're doing and not do it instead of walking by faith. The Bible said, you see, I love Isaac's faith and I love his trust in God. The Bible said that he sowed and they didn't stay long in the same year. So if you put one, he got 100 crops from that one seed. And the Bible says, God bless it, because there's no way you were sown in a desert land, no rain, and receive that unless it's God. So how did the crops, God, get water? Supernaturally, you have, when you eat, how did crops get water? Because there's water under the ground. So God, believe that God just opened that fountain that's under. He did it in Genesis. And the earth was watered by the water under. So everybody thought it wasn't raining on top. So go look at the rain coming down. There's a rain under also. God just got to open the fountain. I decree, declare, and prophesy. Every dry era, as you follow the Lord, hallelujah, those fountains are opened up. The ground will be water. The ground will be water. It's being watered supernaturally from the fountain that springs from the river of life that flows under. Because you walk by faith and not by sight. You follow the shepherd. He leads you in the path of righteousness for his dear sake. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You fear no evil. Isaac did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Morning for your word. Oh, God, you're a covenant-keeping God. And we thank you, oh, God, for fulfilling every covenant blessing in our lives. Forgive us for not walking. Some of us, we don't walk by faith. We question everything, which is not bad, but let us have faith and trust in you to walk by faith. And I said, so Lord, as we go, everywhere we go, everywhere we touch, supernaturally water the ground. Open the fountains that springs from the river of life under us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, let the dry land become fertile land, O God. Let us grow and wax great in your presence, O God. There are some seeds that will soon in dry land, O God. But Father God, I decree, declare, prophesy, O God, that these, the seeds that were sown, Lord, I pray, thank you for the hundredfold. Thank you for the testimonies where people thought it was lost. It's not lost. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Seeds of love, seeds of kindness, seeds, financial seeds. Thank you for watering every financial seed. Oh, God, I thank you for an overflow of blessings. Thank you for watering spiritual seeds. A prophetic seed will be covenant blessings. Thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our mind and body. Thank you, oh God, that you not only protect us, but you protect our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Oh God, thank you for the spirit of obedience. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our walk with you. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, But deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, ever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
The goodness of God.